It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. We are recording our show from the Douglas Theater in Macon with a live studio audience, right? We've been listening to the music of the Cedric Burnside Project, led, of course, by Cedric Burnside. He is a four-time winner of the Blues Music Awards Drummer of the Year Award, and you might...
Thank you so much.
You might have seen him playing drums alongside Samuel L. Jackson in the 2006 film Black Snake Moan. Hello there.
All right.
So, I mean, not only are you a great musician in your own right, but you are also another person who comes from a musical legacy. And what is that like for you? You're the grandson of R.L. Burnside, of course, a blues legend. You've played with him. You're the son of the drummer, Calvin Jackson. So how do you balance the need to innovate in your own accord with the history that you bring with you?
Well, I just, you know, really do what I love. I thank my big daddy every day. That's R.L. Burnside. You know, I did my first tour with him at age 13.
Yeah.
And so, I'm just kind of keeping the music alive. And I'm not trying to fill his shoes, but I'm just trying to show the people where I learned it from, you know.
And I want to go back, because you glided over that, but you started touring with him at age 13.
Yes.
Now, blues musicians, how do I say this nicely? They don't always lead the most kid-friendly lives. What was that like for you?
Well, I wouldn't say it was all kid-friendly. You know, we was around a little moonshine, you know, and all that stuff at the time. But, you know, it was just a beautiful thing, you know, within itself. Just sitting there watching my big daddy and my dad, you know, play a raggedy guitar, you know, raggedy set of drums. And people come from, you know, 30 miles around, all neighbors, and just hang out and have fun every weekend, you know. And so it was just a beautiful thing. And, you know, as a kid, being about 6, 7 years old, just watching them at those house parties, I knew that that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, you know. I already knew it.
So we have an audience where I bet not everyone or even most of them are musicians. So describe what Mississippi blues is. What sets Mississippi blues aside from another type of blues?
Well, you got Delta blues. It's, you know, 1-4-5.
Those are the chords, yeah.
But hill country blues is even different than Delta blues. You know, it's very unorthodox. what you see is what is what you get. I like to call it field music. I don't really think you can write it. You know, you can't read it off paper. You know, it's just something you come up with a feeling. You know, so that's the best way I can explain, you know, Mississippi blues.
Got to kind of listen to it.
You got to kind of listen and just have that feel for it, you know.
Now, this is a straight-up drum set, but you also play electric drums. So, yeah?
No. I like electric drums, but I play guitar, sing a little vocals, write songs. But, yeah, that's what I do.
So what is it like to lead from the drums? In some ways, leading literally from the back, right? I mean, that's different than somebody who's standing up in the front of the stage with their guitar on the proscenium on the stage. What makes it different to be leading from the drums?
Well, I guess because I'm in the back and I'm on the drums. but how it came about, my uncle, Gary Burnside, we kind of grew up together and, you know, started writing songs together. And he wasn't always a great singer, so I had to background him. And so I had to kind of, like, teach myself, you know, to background, like, sing and play the drums at the same time. Believe me, it was very hard. you know, some way I did it. You know, somehow I made it happen. And I've been doing it, you know, just about my whole life, about 15 years.
So you kickstarted an album, right? You did crowdfunding for an album. I wonder if you think that's sort of a positive development for musicians, the ability to not have to go through either an indie label or one of the big record labels, but go directly to your fans.
Yeah, I actually think that was an amazing, you know, idea. I had never did it before. I only just, you know, heard people say that they did it, you know, so I decided to try it, and it was, you know, very successful. But I love it. My last three songs I did on my own. My last three albums I did on my own. And I didn't have any help. But, you know, this last album, Kickstarter, really, really helped us out. So I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, do you think that there is a sound, I mean, to Southern music? Is there, you play the blues, obviously, but is there a difference between the music from here in the Deep South as opposed to the music from Chicago or New York?
I would definitely say yeah. You know, the music here, like I said, from the Deep South, it's not that, you know, Chicago blues is not soulful, but they just got a different rhythm, you know. And the rhythm here is very unorthodox. You know, it's kind of like off the beaten path, you know. But it's good, you know.
Yeah, it is good. That is musician Cedric Burnside. He is performing at Brag Jam Friday night at the Cox Capitol Theater. Thank you for talking with us. We're going to hear a little bit
Thank
more music. Here is another tune from the Cedric Burnside Project.
Maybell.